Hello, everyone, and happy Friday. Welcome to the latest episode of This Week in Quality. It's Friday, the 23rd of January, 2026, and my name is Eamon Droko, and I'll be one of your co-hosts today. I'm joined today by Simon Tomes, who you all know and love, the community lead at Ministry of Testing. And yeah, just very excited to be hosting This Week in Quality for the first time. How's it going, Simon?
It's very well. I'm first of all, it's very exciting for you to have joined the co-hosting team at This Week in Quality. Very excited that you are a co-host, given all the awesome things that you have done with the community and continue to do with the Ministry of Testing community. So, yeah, loving that fact, and it's great to co-host with you today. Yeah, I'm doing well, thanks. It's been a good week. How about yourself?
Yeah, it's been a great week as well for me. I'm sure some people have seen my Into the Motiverse episode. That's the new podcast from the Ministry of Testing that was released yesterday. It's been great seeing some of the feedback from that. I even listened to it myself yesterday just to remember some of the stuff that I said. And yeah, I think I spoke quite well, to be honest. And yeah, it was really great to record that with Rosie, and I hope more people can give it a listen after This Week in Quality today.
Yeah, I'm loving it, and it's a great first episode. Just some of the things you touch on and cover. I was close to, I haven't done it yet, but I want to do a memory post of just some of the things that you shared. I could probably do a whole multitude of memory posts just to highlight some of the key things. So maybe I won't reveal that now and keep that for later. But you talked a lot about just showing up and how you can achieve things by showing up. I thought what you talked about with biases and inclusivity was absolutely amazing. So I really want to call that out. But I also, yeah, I just encourage people to go and listen. You can watch it as a video, it's recorded as a video conversation, but it's also available for those who just want to listen audio only. So it works as a very cool video slash audio podcast. And yeah, there's more to come into the Motiverse. So if you are interested in joining it, just get in touch. I think there's an option on our contribute page. So ministryoftesting.com/contribute. We want to chat with folks who have an interest in the world of quality and the interest in the world of tech, what it all means. And just Rosie will host that podcast. It's a straightforward way of recording. It's quite open and easy. So it's a good way, if you want to fill up your Ministry of Testing profile, is to get yourself on some of these podcasts and join some of these events that are happening. It all adds up and contributes to filling up your profile. And that is a really good proxy to demonstrate that you're learning and you're a part of a community and learning with the community. So yeah. And how, before we move on, Eamon, like how was that experience for recording it? How did you find it? I'm just trying to think of how, if you share some thoughts around that, it might inspire some others who are listening today to put themselves forward to get involved.
Yeah, it was really great. Gotta say, Rosie is a great listener and a great asker of questions. It was such a natural experience to talk about all the things we talked about. Every question led on to the next. And yeah, it was just really nice to be able to, I guess, give people a bit more of myself. People have seen snippets of me, whether that's here, whether that's LinkedIn posts or 99-second talks. But I think this might be one of the first times when people can hear me talking at length. And I touch on the things you mentioned, things like diversity and bias in hiring. But also, I talked a bit about my day-to-day in my work. I think for a long time, people haven't really heard of me talk about the work I do because most of the time they've known me, I've been out of work. So to actually be able to talk about my day-to-day work in my current role was actually quite nice. And listening to it back again yesterday, it reminded me that the things I am doing in my current role are going well. I'm making an impact. And yeah, I think it was just a really great chance to speak and put all that stuff out there. So I really enjoyed it. I would definitely recommend many people to sign up and yeah, just put your story out there as well.
That's great advice. And I think what you highlight, or what you highlight, not I think, but what you do highlight is the power of speaking, the power of articulating things, the power of sharing just things, what's going on in your world. Because I think when we do that, we can reflect on that and go, oh, yeah, actually, I'm doing some good stuff. Like I had a really good community conversation with Neil Taylor earlier this week. hoping to put out some clips of that conversation on the Motiverse next week. I've already put out a video on a memory post yesterday, so it's worth checking out. But what we were talking about is just people who do write things down, who, you know, it could be a memory post, it could be an article, their own blog post, posting on LinkedIn. Just the sheer act of writing something down helps us articulate our thoughts and reflect on things and gives us a framing, one way of framing something that's happened in our life. So I don't think we can downplay the importance of doing that. I think if we are to continue to grow and learn as people in this industry, sharing stuff is valuable. It's so valuable. And I know I tend to continue to bang the drum on that one, but I will continue to bang the drum that it's such an important, if you think of it as like a learning strategy, literally writing things down and publishing them or speaking on something and it being published and available for others to hear, it really helps yourself to help others. And that's really when the cool stuff happens. So yeah, your episode will absolutely do that, Eamon, and I encourage people to go check it out. And if people have thoughts and reflections to post a memory post, like really, if folks can get into that habit, post your reflections, post your, even if it's just one small thing, even if that means 10 memory posts, personally, I'd prefer to see 10 memory posts with one small thing than one mega memory post. Like, build up your profile. Think of it as small chunks of learning. Every post is a small chunk of learning, and you can just build on that and inspire more people by inspiring yourself. Well, I went off on a bit of one there, Eamon.
It's a good episode. Like, people got to listen because look how inspired you were.
Totally. I think, yeah, was it learn to share and share to learn or something like that?
Yeah.
Maybe there's something in that. It's worth considering. So what else has been happening in your week in quality, Eamon? Is there anything else you've spotted in the Motiverse that's going on that you want to give a shout out to?
Yeah, I think we can't ignore the launch of Chapters that will be the new name for meetups. I think that's a really exciting thing that MOT is doing, bringing the whole idea of meetups within the Motiverse. So onto the website, you can sign up for different chapter events. I think it's building up the immersive testing website as like the one-stop shop for everything MOT. And as Rosie has just mentioned in the chat there, I'm going to be one of the co-organizers of MOT London, so the MOT London chapter. So that's quite exciting. That's something I've never done, help with like organize events. So yeah, those should be starting quite soon, I think, the MOT London chapter. So very exciting stuff.
Yeah, I love it. It's brilliant. It's just so cool to connect it to the star system. So for those who aren't familiar, we have a star system in the Motiverse. And no, that's not just for fun, although it is fun to receive an award stars. It's also pretty serious. Like, people can receive stars, and stars are a proxy for learning. They're a proxy for career growth. The more stars you receive and the more stars you're awarding, the more you are committed to your learning and your career growth. So chapters have their own chapter pages, so we can connect photo memories to chapters. You can easily see what events are coming up. You can register for those events, and by sharing things that contribute to a chapter, you receive stars yourself. You can also then tag other people, so you're giving stars to other people. It's all connected to the star system. It's all connected to career growth. That's really what it's all about. And good things happen at these chapters, and they can spark more action and more things across the Motiverse. It's not just about the chapter itself, although the chapters are awesome in their kind of in their isolated self, but they are way more than the chapter. That's my point. What I'm excited for you, Eamon, as like a co-organizer, is getting that sense of what can go into event planning. It's a lot of fun. I think just anecdotally, I remember our ambassadors from 2025 joining Moticon, or previously known as Test Bash, our annual conference. And the main feedback was like, it was cool to see behind the scenes, like what actually goes into making these events happen and all the like little bits and pieces that add up to a quality event. So yeah, I think it's a good experience for people to get a sense of what it means to put on an event and to design it and get the right hosts in and get some good speakers or facilitators or set it up in a way that is inclusive and people can get involved. So yes, chapters, there's good things happening with chapters, and I'm so glad to see that.
Yeah, it's definitely very exciting. And like you said, getting a chance to get involved with event organizing, just another string to the bow that I've been growing over the past year or so. Speaker, podcast guest, now co-host, event organizer. Like, this is, where does it end?
It's never ending. That's the beauty of it, right? I think it's just like, never ending. Just keep going wider. I think of like, I visualize the broken comb of, the comb is just going wider and wider, and those bits on the, each comb goes deeper and deeper, and that's cool, right? Yeah. So yeah, kudos to you for putting yourself forward for doing that, Eamon. And for those who can get to London, I do recommend it. It's a popular chapter, that's for sure. And I think we've got an opportunity as a organization team for London in particular to do different things. Like maybe we do some more workshop stuff. Maybe we do more open space, maybe unconference style. Those are ways to set up an event to encourage folks to get involved and participate. But yeah, what's this space? But this is also an open invite to folks who are listening across the globe, that if you feel that there isn't a local presence for the world of testing and quality, think about how you might set that up, and you can get in contact with us. You can put yourself forward to start up a new chapter in your local area. Just get in contact. I think there's an option on our contribute page, so ministryoftesting.com/contribute. Get in touch, help bring people together, help spark conversations, help spark learning, help people learn and support their career growth. Cool. Okay, Eamon, maybe at this point we should do a little check in the audience chat and see what's been happening for those following along live right now. Oh my goodness, there's all sorts going on.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk about chapters, and if meetups are chapters, does that make MOT the book? That's what she does.
I love that. Nice. I like it. Well, anecdotally, we actually can't officially use the word meetup because it is trademarked by the web platform meetup.com. So we're going with chapters, and it feels a popular term. It feels a familiar term across the globe, and particularly in the world of tech. So we're hoping that one lands. But yeah, unofficially, we can say, hey, there's a meetup happening at this local chapter.
Yeah.
And then the lawyers at meetup.com won't get in touch with us.
Yeah, we need to avoid that at all costs.
Indeed. I can see some other feedback as well from Judy. Oh, Judy, a fellow TWIC co-host. Eamon, your story was a hopeful one. How you stayed in contact with the community even when you weren't in quality in your everyday employment. Loved hearing your learnings during that time. Oh, it's amazing. Neil Taylor, I was just thinking having that conversation yesterday was a good way to trial out a video conversation before attempting a full podcast. Ah, nice one, Neil. Please do get yourself onto Into the Motiverse, Neil Taylor. I'm saying this in public, you got a lot of good stuff to share, and I think the community would love to meet you for those that haven't met you before. Claire Norman sharing, I love the observation of sharing more of what you write. It's a goal of mine this year. Magical things happen when you share. Yes, Claire Norman, 100%. Please do continue to share. And we get that it's effort. We get that it takes time, and it can be maybe in one lens, it can be a bit overwhelming, or it's, am I going to make a mistake? Am I going to look like an idiot? Am I going to sound stupid? Yada, yada, yada. And I just, when people are able to just push themselves a little bit, and maybe cliche of comfort zone and all that, once you get a little bit uncomfortable, it's okay. And things, it's like, oh, it's not as scary as I thought it was. And oh, actually, people found this useful. I didn't expect that. And so my role and the rest of the crew at Team MOT plus our ambassadors that will be doing awesome things in 2026 are there to support you, there to encourage you and say, look, just go for it. If you say something that just doesn't land, then we can help you work on how to land it. Or if you, the majority of the time, good things happen to people who commit some time to their learning, and learning sharing is the way to do it. So we got your back is what I'm saying, if I'm not saying it enough.
Yeah, I completely agree. Just echoing that. I do touch on it in the podcast episode, but I wouldn't be co-hosting now if I didn't put myself in an uncomfortable position. by sharing and being vulnerable with people I didn't even know. And by doing that, I realized that people do want to help. They just need to know that you're there to be helped. So don't be afraid to put things out there, even if it's just one person that responds or reaches out to you. Like, that wouldn't have happened if you didn't do it. So, and this is definitely one of the safest, nicest places to do it within the Mottaverse. So yeah, definitely just contribute, do whatever you can, and everybody will support you.
100%. And I reflect, Eamon, we only met each other, was it February 2025? I think the first MOT London meetup, and we had a little chat in the pub afterwards. And yeah, it's amazing how things can move fast and how things can happen. And of course, you do touch on that in your Into the Mottaverse episode. Yeah, we're hopeful it's safe and a place where people can try things out. I really hope that. And we never fully know, because maybe some folks don't speak up, but we hope people do speak up if they are uncomfortable, if they are put in a position where, like, something's not quite right here. We do have an official code of conduct that we absolutely adhere to, and we're very strict on it. And for those who do breach that code of conduct, well, you know, that there's consequences. So without sounding negative, it's more like there is the safety there for people. We're very explicit about it. We are an inclusive community as much as we really want to be, and we keep on trying our very best to improve that. So yeah, get stuck in. Talking about getting stuck in, I can see a bit more on the chat that Sean Vernier, MOT Canada. All right, yeah, and as Rosie Sherry points out, we have a Vancouver one, but could do with more, Sean. Ottawa, question mark. So there you go. Ottawa chapter, local chapter, might be the seed of a new chapter live on this episode. Very cool.
Yeah, Gary's mentioned triggering interest in a Suffolk-based one. Gary, you could be the person to lead it if you want.
And Gary is a co-organizer and a host. Gary Hawks is a co-organizer and host of a local chapter. Honestly, that would be amazing. Gary, for those who don't know Gary Hawks, a wonderful human, full of good energy, full of good vibes. I can imagine if he stepped up on stage and hosted something, he would very much make people feel welcome and they'd be up for getting involved. So yes, I'm 100% backing Gary Hawks to set up a Suffolk-based local chapter. Oh, and it's Nadia Schultz is sharing. Gary's the best. You should see him at karaoke. There you go. I'm gutted I missed that karaoke night. I was just a bit, for those who don't know, there was a fun karaoke evening. I think it was the first evening of Motocon last year. A few folks ended up doing some karaoke. Gutted to have missed that one, but I had to be on good form the next day, so I couldn't have a late night. But maybe next time I can get involved with, we could do a duet, Gary. That would be a lot of fun. Great. So, Eamon, shall we get some people up on stage and ask them how their week has been? What do you reckon?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay, so folks, if you look for, there should be a little button at the top of your web browser for those who are joining along live that says something like join the stage queue. If you press that button, if you're on your desktop, as it tends to work a little bit better, you'll appear on our radar that you want to come up on stage and join us. We recommend closing the tab that you come from because your audio would then duplicate if you didn't. And then we'll bring you up on stage. You can unmute and get stuck in. So yes, for anyone in the audience, feel free to jump on in. Tell us how your week in quality has been. Perhaps you've seen something out there that has been of interest. Perhaps you've watched something or listened to something, or you've read an article from the Observatory, which is our place for people to add bookmarks about interesting things that are happening in the world right now, in the world of tech, in the world of quality and AI, etc. Please do tell us. We want to know. And remember, the sharing is a good way for you to reflect on your learning, and also you can inspire more things by joining the stage and sharing. So yeah, I'm going to put myself on silent for a little bit, grab a sip of my tea and see if anyone shows up. Well,
don't be shy. Yeah, don't be shy. Yeah. It's a great opportunity to say anything, absolutely anything. We're here to, we've got one.
Yay, Neil Taylor, wonderful. Okay, Neil, I'm going to bring you up on stage and then feel free to unmute and jump on in.
Moment of truth. Can you hear me?
Yes.
It worked. Hurrah. You know, it was really odd. Last week, I got all the way to the stage and it said the microphone's there and it you couldn't hear me. It was really disconcerting. But never mind.
Yeah. For those familiar with This Week in Quality, it feels like, Neil, you had the curse of Gary Hawkes, and this in a positive way. Gary tried on a number of occasions to join the stage and his audio would not work on our previous platform called Crowdcast. So he passed it on to you, but now we've conquered it. We've conquered it in one episode. So that's a record, right? So
yeah.
Technically that means next time it's zero episodes. So we shouldn't have this bug again, right?
Unless somebody else gets it. Unless somebody else gets it.
who's going to get it at some point? Who's going to be passed on?
Yeah, and
Judy Mosley shares the ghost of Gary's microphone. I like that. But yeah, sorry, Neil. Please do continue.
Yeah, and I was going to say to Eamon, but congrats on the podcast. I haven't had a chance to listen yet, so I need to find some time to do that. But,
thank you.
Yeah, look forward to listening to that. Yeah, it's been quite a busy week, actually. Work-wise, it's been an awful lot of stuff going on. We're currently migrating a big search function to a new technology, so it's been plenty of conversations with the devs on that, and then there's been other support stuff going on, just trying to work out issues and priorities. It's always a busy week. So yeah, and as Simon alluded to, one of the things I did is we had quite a nice chat, I think, about a whole range of different things. I think that would be a fair summary. I think one of the ones you put a memory out on, which was around the conversation we were talking about, the way training courses used to work. And I remember this from like years back, where I remember getting sent, I think it was on a whole load of Mercury training courses, like three or four of them. And the way it used to work, you do the training, you roll up, and then you do your training, and then it'd be bye-bye, and that would be the end of it. I think the conversation we were talking about, and just what's great about the Ministry of Testing, is that's, you do a course, it's not the end of it. You've got that whole community around it. So I think that was one of the things we chatted about. The other interesting thing I suddenly reminded myself of this. We were chatting about kind of quality engineering, and I was talking about the fact that I've been with my company for quite a number of years. I won't say how many. And in the role there, I think as you with the company a long time, you build up quite a pocket of knowledge. And I'm sure people identify this. I think I kind of ended up with a bit of a glue role, so to speak. So it's all sorts of different bits. And we had there was quite a lot of changes in the team. So I got to a position where I was looking over more things. So I think there's an interesting thing. And I've been reading various bits that could be useful to this, but maybe moving from that role, which I guess is more of a testing role covering bits, and maybe how that moves more towards quality engineering, that's going to be interesting, because I think there are certainly gaps there between the two things. And one thing I was going to share, which I thought would be useful, he wrote an article, I believe it was, talking about identifying gaps around quality engineering. I'm pretty sure that was what that was for. I think it was similar along the lines of what he talked about at Moticon, the last talk where we were talking about identifying gaps, and I think we did a bit of an exercise. So I think they're probably the highlights of my week, I think. But as I was saying in the chat there, yeah, just generally as well, not just for myself, but yeah, in terms of if people want to put themselves forward for doing a more detailed podcast, doing a one-to-one conversation with yourself or Rosie is perhaps a good way of just treading the water and seeing how that works and seeing how it feels. But yeah, that's, I think, my week. I've said a lot there, but hopefully shared some useful bits in between there.
Yeah, it was really, thank you for sharing that, Neil. I think what you talked about with how training used to be and how training is within the Motiverse is really interesting. It reminds me of being in school or being in university and working on things with your classmates, and the learning is always shared. But I feel like maybe when we do a training course from certain platforms, you just go through the course yourself. And once you've completed it, you get your certificate that you might post on LinkedIn or what have you. But people might not really ask, like, how was it? What did you take away? They just celebrate the win. But I think sharing the learning helps compound the learning within yourself. It makes you remember it more when you can discuss it with people and get different ideas. So I think the Motiverse is really great for that.
Absolutely.
I think it's really interesting, isn't it? We're sharing a bit of what we're working on internally at MOT is we just want to help folks reflect on their learning journey. And, you know, Rosie and I often have a debate about like what is learning, and it's such a big topic and a big question. Like in some cases we've used the word internally structured learning, and we used it for a bit and then we're like, nah, let's get rid of that. And what we meant by structured learning was when people work their way through a course. So we've got lots of cool on-demand courses, they have lessons, so there's a lesson structure, and then you mark a lesson as complete. Also, people can do the same when they work through a certificate. So they get, say, software testing essentials certificate qualified. And that's amazing. Like, it's huge, but it's epic. And it's a brilliant piece of learning material. But again, it's lesson-based. People mark a lesson as complete and they have a percentage of progress. So it's a great way to track that. But those also are supported by doing activities with the community. Every lesson is supported by now add something to your portfolio, particularly in certificates. We have an approach where we encourage the learner to add to a portfolio that they build up over time to demonstrate their capabilities. And it's also way more than that, because people are connecting with people, either the course author or the contributors of a certificate. So their learning is really just community, and community is learning. And I think the challenge for us at Ministry of Testing is continuing to talk about that in that way, that learning isn't, hey, you just work your way through a course, get a certificate, congratulations, and that's it. It's not like, see you later, off you go. It's really like 24/7, 365, like people can participate and continue to learn constantly through many different mediums and methods and approaches. So one of our challenges, we started building out reporting to support people and give themselves a bit of a proxy as to how they're doing with their learning. So we have a new section in MyMOT. It's called My Reports, and it's in kind of MVP stage, where we have a bar chart, which we're going to update soon, to say course progress. And that just gives you a percentage of all your lessons that have completed relative to those that are outstanding. So that's like a way to motivate you. You see that, hopefully that progress bar increasing every day if you're taking a lesson a day. We also have a new activities chart to play back to you all the things that you've been up to within the community. So this could be reading an article, watching a video, registering for an event, awarding stars, receiving stars. And while it doesn't give you the exact detail of every activity, it is a proxy for your learning. So think of activity equals learning. So the more activity you have, the assumption is the more that you are learning. So your kind of contribution sits in between that. But it's quite difficult, we found, to demonstrate that's really what it's about, that it is a proxy for learning and therefore a proxy for career growth. So yeah, a bit of a ramble on that one, but it's just to share some of the internal thoughts and thinking when it comes to the product, how we can improve the platform to support people's learning and give them different data points to reflect on their learning. That's what's exciting. But we continue to work on it, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I just had an idea as well. Like maybe something that could be added one day is, let's say you complete a module of a course or finish watching a video, maybe you could get prompted to say, would you like to post something you learned or liked about this as a memory, like straight away as soon as you finish? And that would really encourage that kind of sharing feedback thing that memories develop. So that could be an idea maybe one day.
I love that idea, Eamon. And that, funnily enough, I think that literally appeared on an internal chat about how can we better encourage folks to share their immediate learning and make it public as they're working their way through courses and certificates. Like at the moment, we send people to a dedicated club thread per module on the certificates, for example, which is cool because the club supports threaded conversation and reactions and all that stuff. Yet it is disconnected to the star system. It's not. It's a platform hosted by another provider, and it's great. Yet there's more stuff happening on ministryoftesting.com. So we're trying to think of ways of like bringing that into that experience, so where they can capture their notes and reflections, and then it's published. Also reminds me, we had a chat a while back recently about people adding their own moats. And a moat is a play on the word notes with a bit of an MOT branding on it, where someone could literally share a moat on a piece of content. They watch a video, they capture their learning notes, and then make it public. So it could appear on their profile. So you could see how someone else is learning. You could try and understand their reflections on a piece. I know we have comments, which is slightly different, but actual learning notes could become public. So there's something to be done about that. We haven't quite worked that one out yet, and that's further down the line. But I think encouraging learning in public and making it really easy to do that is the way forward. Well, oh, Eamon, you've unmuted. Please do go for it.
Oh, I was just going to say that just looking at the time and there's quite a few people jumping onto the stage. I think maybe we should bring someone else on.
Let's do it. Thank you, Neil. Please stick around. We're going to bring up Manish. Ah, it's good to hear from Manish. Welcome, Manish. How's your week in quality been? Oh, Manish, if you can hear us, it looks like you are muted at the moment. So if you're able to try and unmute yourself, let's see if we can get you up and running on the stage. Fingers
this
crossed.
The dreaded microphone curse in action.
It is. It's been passed on live on the stage. Oh, my goodness. Manish, please continue to try to unmute and we will hold tight. Yes, it's all happening in the chat. The ghost of Gary's mic. Oh my goodness, it's been passed on. Well, Manish, as you continue to see if it's possible to get your microphone working, should we bring Aisha up on stage?
Yes.
Hello.
Yay, Aisha, how you doing?
I'm good. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Amazing.
Yeah, how's your week in quality been?
Yeah, it's been good. And I don't know if it's too late in January to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Happy New Year, everyone. It's the last week probably to say it. So there we go.
Love it.
And also, obviously, great to see on the stage, Eamon. Very excited to see what 2026 brings for you. Yeah, my week's been good. I think I recently have our QA practice has grown quite a lot at the company I work at. And now we've split into different guilds. And now I'm the Accessibility Guild Lead, which is very exciting for me. It's formalizing a lot of the work I've been doing like internally within the company because we're a consultancy and also on the more client side of things. So yeah, I'm really excited because we had a kickoff this week with all of the team who work in accessibility. And there's just loads of ideas that we have on how we can grow accessibility. And also our team has grown from like, we had like two or three people when I started the company. And now there's like 10 of us. So that is amazing to have that many people in that kind of specialism to bounce ideas off. And everyone's got brilliant ideas. We're all at like different levels, have different backgrounds. And yeah, I'm just really excited about it. So many things to think about. And yeah, it's just a nice opportunity for me to step into a different type of leadership role and build something out exciting. We've got the power to shape it how we want it to be as well. So yeah, that's been my week so far. It's been very positive.
Sounds epic. Eamon, go for it. You unmuted. Please do jump on in.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think the whole, it goes to that kind of community of practice idea, that kind of Ministry of Testing has. Having it within your own company is like such a bonus. Being able to share learnings and bring things from outside the company into the company, like bouncing ideas off each other. It's just such a good environment. It just really encourages innovation and learning. And yeah, just really happy to hear that's how it's going in your company now.
It's so cool. So cool, Aisha. And I wonder, my mind instantly goes to, we would love to see how things progress and what stories you can continue to share with the community, your learnings, with the Motiverse community of those experiences, and then reiterating the importance of accessibility and what that really means and where it's going, what's happening in the world of accessibility as well, like how are things changing with AI, how are things changing from a legal standpoint, how it's all connected to UX and UI and the whole team quality thinking. Oh my goodness, it goes everywhere, right?
Yeah, exactly. There's so much.
Yeah. And what, if you are okay to share, what are some of the priorities that you see, maybe not just for your clients, but also just in the industry itself, like what seems to be hot topics around accessibility at this point?
I guess obviously AI is a big one and it's understanding how it can work for us because there's a sort of like testing activities around it, like when you're using your screen readers and different technologies, which I think but still the jury's out, in my opinion, in terms of how effective they can be, because it's a very human thing to understand if like something is compatible with an assistive technology. But in terms of our processes and speeding up certain things, like if we were doing reports and we're pulling together guidance or training, there's lots of different ways our team's currently like thinking about how we can maximize our productivity and time with that. So like one thing we're looking at is like Gemini's, the gems that you can set up. So when we're writing audit reports, for example, we can give it an idea on exactly the format we want written in, and it helps us speed up the writing process because it can take a long time for us to put reports together, and we have a lot of different teams that we support. So yeah, we're just trying things like that and seeing how we can grow in that space. And for us personally as well, rather than just wider industry standard, industry, I guess, news is we've got a accessibility lab, and we're trying to use that as a space to grow awareness and understanding about accessibility. And like, it's exciting because we get to speak to people from loads of different levels and different backgrounds. So some are in like the sort of account management side of things. Some might have absolutely zero technical knowledge, and we get to just speak to them about it and speak to people about their experiences. So that's going to be a priority for us, like using our lab to share what we do and how we can help people, and also just build awareness and empathy around the kind of work that we do and why we do it. But yeah, I think we're still planning out any other priorities that we're going to work on for now, but I feel excited about it. I feel like I hear people talking about it a lot more, especially when we're not in the room and we hear about it afterwards. And that's always a really nice thing, but I'm constantly surrounded by accessibility, so I don't always have a full understanding of how much is growing outside that, because it's always in my face. But yeah, I do feel like it's going to be hopeful. I feel hopeful about things coming this year and excited about what we can do.
Yeah, it's really good to hear all that. I think the accessibility lab thing goes back to what we were saying earlier about sharing and getting people in the room that might not understand it and making it easy for them to understand. I think, unfortunately, as we know, accessibility is one of those things that doesn't get the kind of love and attention that it deserves and needs. It's something that affects all of us. And unfortunately, we have to do a lot of the heavy lifting and sometimes have to simplify it as much as possible for people to understand. But having something like a lab where people can come in, try different tools, ask questions, like it gets them to understand it, and they can go back and tell their team and their management or whoever about what they've learned. And it just continues that kind of sharing thing. And yeah, it just helps people to understand it, and hopefully it becomes more of the norm in more companies. But yeah, it's a really good thing for sure.
Yeah, 100%. And also in terms of getting involved and sharing things, like with the Motiverse, 100% we'll be sharing what we can. I'm also recently going to be supporting on the London meetups as well. So I'll be encouraging my team to come along where they can, and they can meet the different amazing people in the community and share what they're learning as well. So hopefully you'll see some of them at some meetups soon as well.
It's all amazing. Thank you so much for sharing, Aisha. It's lovely to have you on stage today, sharing with everyone. And yeah, encourage folks to go check out your profile. You can see lots of the cool things you've been up to. All very cool. And yeah, I would also, if you haven't got lined up a chat with Rosie yet on Into the Motiverse, then I very much encourage you to go for it and get into the Motiverse. I think, can I say that? Can you get into the Motiverse? Yeah, I guess people do, right? You get onto, yeah. Into. I still haven't quite learned how to say that one yet, but it will come. Right, Manish, I've tried to get you back up on stage. Still no luck. I'm so sorry it's not worked out for you today, Manish, but maybe we can work out offline why this isn't quite working for you yet. But yeah, maybe we can work that one out. In the meantime, Eamon, should we get, just doing a time check, we've got about 10 or so minutes left of today's episode. Should we get Ujjwal up on stage?
Yes, join us. Welcome, Ujjwal. Oh no, is there another one? Another cursed microphone.
Oh boy, fingers crossed, folks. Two in one episode, this could be breaking boundaries and goals. Oh no.
Maybe this is the sign for down the line for Mischief Testing to have its own platform like this.
Yeah. No pressure. We're just trying to bring meetups off meetup.com to chat with you. But yeah, fine. Yeah, yeah. We'll build out our own audio hosting tool.
Maybe one day.
Yeah, maybe one day. Never say never, of course. You're right there, Claire Norman, on the chat. I can hear someone breaking out in a sweat. Indeed, we are a small team, but we're trying our best. It's all good. So, Ujwal, apologies that it's not working for you today. I do wonder what's going on. Now, I think the ultimate test would to be bring Gary Hawkes up onto stage, right? So this is it, to see if he has banished himself so from the bug. So let's bring Gary on.
Gary, can you hear us?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's one of the reasons I come up, because Nadia was like saying, almost like saying, have we ever had Gary's and Neil's microphone working at the same time?
The ultimate test.
And we have now. We've got evidence of it.
Brilliant. File it in the report and let's do a debrief. Great, great to see you up on stage, Gary. How have things been for you? How is your week in quality?
Yeah, well, so much great things in the chat today. I think for me personally, I finished my first course. It's not the certification, but I did a tester's role in continuous quality. It took me a long time. So I do need to, when I'm doing one of these courses, be better organized, I think, because it was very like on and off. And also, like I say, I have a very logical brain. And when I'm coming to the end of each module and I'm seeing markers complete and next, I'm hitting next. And I didn't think, because I'm new to it. So now I know is the marking the module complete, not the entire course. So yeah, but I've made some notes out of that. And I think it's a great idea, because I've been thinking of like wanting to sort of get into a kind of regular routine, not spamming, but trying to get in a more regular routine of posting memories. And it, like you say, on like milestones or something like that, or things that I'm doing every week, like I say, little micro blogs. And so I think I'm going to try and do that a bit more, I think, because Judy's point about posting about each module is a really good idea. And so I've been doing that. Work-wise, there's some stuff going on where I'm basically, we're going to have a good meeting with us and devs, getting everyone together to talk about a particularly old legacy framework that's becoming more and more difficult to maintain. And I'm the kind of person that is very happy to shut it down and start again. So I want to see the kind of the impact of doing something like that. So that's really exciting for me to try and move something forward a bit more positively. But I think the interesting one that Aisha was talking about around accessibility, we've been so hit and miss with like accessibility, is that when it was in contracts and everything that we were delivering, we were doing everything we could. So we obviously had like tools like Axe to do it. We were trialing screen readers. We had no idea what screen readers to trial, because I think the main ones that the government was supporting at the time was JAWS, but that was really expensive for us. So we were using all the kind of free ones. But then you fell into the trap of like, hang on a minute, am I testing the screen reader or am I testing the product? So you had that kind of issue you were bumping into. But ultimately, it was once your product is being put in front of impaired users, that's when you're going to find out every mistake. So we did have that. We had like, it was put in front, I think, of a proper accessibility test center. So, and then we changed our designs. So every new, and I had a sort of design guide. So every new front end or page or anything like that was put together was put out with this design guide. So we had a better chance of making it accessible. But yeah, since those kind of contracts have gone, the priority has dropped. And as Eamon said, it's ended up with QA being the champions of it and everyone else not really prioritizing it. And it's really back to putting the pressure on again to try and make it more important. Yeah, so it's frustrating, but it's really good to hear from Aisha's side that there are companies out there where those people outside of QA are talking about the accessibility issues, and it isn't just so it can be done. So that was really cool. So that's some great things I heard, yeah, today on this chat.
Appreciate you sharing, Gary. I think what you're just amplifying. Like, we need to bring more people into the Motiverse to amplify accessibility and have those conversations. And that they can be difficult conversations, and rightly so, that we shouldn't sideline things or deprioritize because it doesn't feel like it's as important as other things going on.
Yeah.
So I wonder how we can continue to do that. Maybe, well, there's, yeah, all sorts of ways, but yeah, something to continue to push for, getting more people sharing their learnings about accessibility, the challenges they face, and how we can improve things. Definitely, definitely.
Yeah.
And also, just quickly jumping back to, yeah, congratulations on completing your course, by the way, Gary. It's very cool.
Thank you.
I love it. I've noted that maybe that mark complete button could be mark lesson complete. So it's very explicit. So people know what they're completing, not the whole thing, but just that lesson.
Yeah. I'm quite happy to take the blame.
That's all good. That, so good. No blame here, Gary. No blame. Like, if things aren't clear, then that's on us. It's on Team MOT to work out. It's all good. It's all good. Eamon, please do jump on in.
Yeah, I was just going to touch on the accessibility thing. I think one thing we can always do is start small and start with one person. Like, what ally can we get that's around us? Because I don't think we can ever, sadly, we can't achieve like big changes all at once. Sometimes it takes baby steps. And I think if you can like find one person in your team or in your company and try to get them on side, it grows from there. And that's advice I'm even giving myself, because I think I've been a bit discouraged about some things at work. But I think when things have worked, it's by trying to get one person on side, getting them to buy in, and then growing from there. So I think that's advice I'd always give to people.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's like one of the reasons, even though it's not the same subject, it's like when I was talking about this kind of framework refactor, is that, and I'll hold my hands up, I don't think I've been very good. If it's something that's under our responsibility, then we get the people together under that responsibility and try and do something about it. But I'm just thinking now, and then that's why I've started to do it, is like, hang on, we need to be a bit more open about our automation. This, again, the course has helped with this, about the continuous quality, is we need to be a bit more open and two-way about the communication we're doing. So if we want to do big changes, why on earth wouldn't we have development on that conversation? You know, and that could, it isn't just about like making sure that the testers control the testing work. It's basically getting it out there so that we're all supported in the same goal. And like you say, if we can keep those kind of conversations going, it can probably generate the support gradually. Like you say, if you can get one voice in other teams, then hopefully, like Aisha was saying, then those conversations start without us being there. So yeah, I think you're right.
That's great insight and great advice for those who are listening today. Like, can apply that to all sorts of things, right? I love it. I love it. Wonderful. Well, I'm just doing a quick time check, Eamon, and we are coming close to the end, but I have seen that Ujwal is back behind the scenes. So Ujwal, if I apologize, it might have to be a short update from your good self, but let's try and get you up on stage. Let's try and get you unmuted and see what's possible. Here we go.
The moment of truth.
Has the bug disappeared, or is there a permissions issue around microphones or something else going on that's beyond the web browser's control? Doesn't look like
reminds me of when the sprint ends, you have to carry over tickets to the next sprint. So this is like the
literally it is. Ujwal, we're moving you to the next sprint. I'm sorry to say that, but I'm afraid we do have to do that. I'm gutted because I always love to hear from Ujwal. We had a conversation the previous week, chatting about all sorts of stuff. So I shared a few memory posts of some video clips of us having a chat. So if you get the chance.
Oh, have we lost Simon now? This is unprecedented. We'll give it a moment or two. I think I can hold it down for the last few moments. Oh, I think he's back, but yeah. Thanks to everyone for joining us today. There was a lot of good conversations. a lot of interesting topics. Yeah, I know the pressure's on now. How do I close this properly? Yeah, I think thank you again, everyone, for joining. It's been really fun to co-host. I've been a guest a few times, but co-hosting is definitely a different prospect, but really enjoyable. And yeah, it looks like Simon's
back. Hey, folks. I'm sorry. I have no idea what happened there. I believe my audio may have cut out at some point when I was talking about events. But yeah, let me continue. So just encouraging folks to head to the events page, check it out. I've just seen in the chat that I've gone to the next sprint. I have. I am on the next sprint. But yeah, and apologies, Eamon, if I happen to be talking over you, if you are talking right now, a little bit unsure what is happening to the event. But yeah,
folks, okay.
Please do head over to ministrytested.com. The homepage updates daily. All sorts of good things happening. That's the place to see what's happening and start your day, I would say. Start your day learning with Ministry of Testing. Eamon, any final thoughts before we wrap up today's episode?
Well, I actually gave them while you were in the ether somewhere. So yeah, I think I'll just reiterate that being a co-host has been absolutely great. I can't wait to do it again. Thanks to everyone that joined the stage. Really interesting topics. And yeah, just have a great rest of your Friday and a great weekend ahead.